Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the Extra Point Podcast. Today is Tuesday, April 29th, 2025. My name is Todd Stiles. I'm one of the pastors at First Family Church in Ankeny, Iowa. Really glad you're listening and so glad to have all of you on board who are not only members of First Family, but listen from other parts of our state, other parts of the country. I'm really glad you're tuning in. And today, as we always do, we look back at the previous week's text, which always has a theme or a topic, of course, and we bring some additional insight, further application, maybe deeper observation. And today we're going to do that, but we're going to do it in such a way that if you are really a fan of like diving deeper into word studies, if you love the weeks where we get a little nerdy with translations, well, you will love this episode of the Extra Point Podcast. I want to go kind of down a, I'll even say rabbit trail, and just talk to you about a possible translation of a phrase in 1 Thessalonians 4 that I find very intriguing. It won't matter in the long run, but it is a moment just to have some fun and to look at perhaps some of the various ways a specific phrase in verse 4 of chapter 4 can be translated and has been translated in a few Bible translations. And so let's dive into that, have a little fun with this. I think you'll find it very intriguing and perhaps even just a point of learning in regards to Bible translations and the original languages. The phrase I want us to look at, we looked at it Sunday. I didn't say anything about it then because it could be a severe rabbit trail during a message. But it's fun on these podcasts to do these kinds of things. The phrase is in verse 4 in which Paul says, and of course this is an infinitive. It's the second infinitive in the list that begins in the end of verse 3. Here it is in verse 4, that each of you know how to control your own body. So the phrase is control his own body. So that's the phrase. It's an infinitive phrase. It serves somewhat like an imperative. So we often call these an infinitival imperative. That's a little nerdy and geeky language for you there. But it serves like a command. And so the command here would be to control his own body. This is what Paul says each one of us should know how to do. The phrase again, to control his own body. Now, what I find so fascinating about this is that the word control is also the word possess, but the more common meaning of that word is the word acquire. Now, let's be honest and say that often words that are used, you not only translate based on definition, which is the primary filter, you also translate based on context, what is the author intending. And so sometimes words have, you know, multiple meanings depending on what follows it, you know, what a prefix is, or perhaps what another word near it may be. There's all kinds of different rules in various languages. But this word control is obviously a good translation. It's a legitimate one. But in all frankness, the more ordinary meaning of this word is the word acquire. Now, I bring that to your attention because what follows then is the question, well, why didn't they just translate it that we should acquire his own body? Because that doesn't make sense. You don't acquire a body, right? And so you have to ask yourself, what does the word body mean? Well, the word body has a couple of different meanings. It can mean vessel. And another word that's used often is the word wife. And so, again, you look at context, you look at intent, you look at the various rules surrounding the different languages in play, of course. In this case, it would be Greek. And you have to make some tough decisions. This is what the translators do, and this is why it's such an intensive task and takes a lot of time. But they came upon this phrase, to control his own body, which you have words now that mean to acquire. And did he mean a body? Well, that doesn't seem to make a lot of sense. Did he mean a vessel? Well, maybe he means to control his own vessel, or maybe it's wife, and you do acquire or find a wife. So what did Paul mean here? And basically, Over the centuries, it has come down to one of two phrases. Either Paul meant to say, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, that each of you knows how to control his own body in holiness and honor, or he meant to say, each of you knows how to acquire his own wife in holiness and honor. Now, in all frankness, I think both fit the context if you stick with the ordinary meaning of the word for control, which is actually acquire, and you sense that in this moment, the word for body or vessel there is really actually wife, if that's the better understanding of the word, because it is an actual meaning of the word, the literal word, then it would fit really with what he says in 1 Corinthians 7, in which Paul there, in talking to those Corinthian believers, in a very sexualized culture, he says that one of the first ways to fight against sexual temptation is to marry. He says, in fact, it's better to marry than to burn. So he says marriage is one of the great ways to fight against sexual temptation and to meet your sexual desires, far better than through the cultural's disobedient ways or through immoral ways. And so this understanding of the phrase in verse 4, if you take it to mean each one of you knows how to acquire his own wife, it would fit other areas of the Bible. It's not wrong or illegitimate. Now, is it what Paul meant? Is it what the Holy Spirit inspired? That's a great question, because it's also very reasonable to see this as that each one of us knows how to control his own body, because actually you don't acquire a body. So I'm not sure you even acquire a vessel, if that's what's intended there. I do think the word own there, which is a very possessive word, would lean me to landing with the way the CSB translated. I do think this is the one that is intended, that it is referring to controlling your own body. Also, not only because of the possessive word own, but also because of the following modifiers, in which he says we're to control our own body in holiness and honor. Now, you could say you're acquiring your wife in a holy and honorable way. You could say that. I think the modifiers, they fit better, though, by understanding that we are to control our body in such a way that our body is used for holy purposes, in honorable ways, for honorable purposes. And then, of course, that's in contrast, as verse 5 says, with what the Gentiles, they live in such a way that they don't know God, so they use their bodies in dishonorable ways, in ways that are unholy. If you take the phrase to mean that each one of us is to know how to acquire his own wife, and then you see the contrast, not with lustful passions like the Gentiles who don't know God, the assumption there would be that every single pagan, every single Gentile, which is a synonym for pagan often in the New Testament, every single one of these unbelievers acquired a wife in a very corrupt, unholy, lustful way. And that's probably not true. There may have been unbelievers who may have been on the outside at least, or at least civically somewhat moral, and acquired a wife in an honorable, decent way. And so for those reasons, I land really on the fact that I think what's translated here in the CSB and in the majority of the text, to be honest with you, it is the intended translation. This is what Paul was after, that each one of us should know how to control his own body. I don't think he was saying each of us should know how to acquire our own wife, even though if that's what he meant, it wouldn't necessarily be wrong or against other parts of Scripture. So it's just a fun little journey into sometimes what we don't always hear in sermons, and rightly so. This would be a misdirection. It wouldn't even be the point of the passage. Because really the overall point is to live in a holy way, in a way that's different than the Gentiles. We're to have a sexual ethic, and we're to have sexual behavior that is different than lost people, and the world should be able to see that, and we should have a holy type of lifestyle, honorable behavior when it comes to sexual matters, and it should be very clear and evident that we're changed by the Lord, and it shows up in our sexual ethic, in our sexual behavior. That's the point. So regardless of which phrase you may think goes there, both of those end at the same place. So that's why I say this is just a fun little journey. It is somewhat of a rabbit trail. It's fun to talk about, debate. I love digging into the etymology of words. And so these words here, like control or body, they have other meanings and definitions at times. And seeing when they were used and how they were used, it's just a fun exercise. And I thought I'd bring it to your attention today that in verse 4 of 1 Thessalonians 4, there is that one phrase, to control his own body, that has been interpreted or translated differently down through the ages. Now, maybe you're wondering, is that a recent thing, Todd? Well, no. I just learned recently that these two phrases have been debated since around and even before the 8th century. So that's a long time ago, and that's a lot of time to debate, you know, which way should this phrase be translated? So many of the early church fathers were wrestling with this, debating it. And of course, it has been translated down through the centuries in various ways. I will say this, there are only 5 translations that go with the rendering of to acquire a wife. I'll mention those to you. I do think which translation you use matters. I don't think all of them are bad, by the way. I do think there's a number of really good ones, but I would say there are some that aren't very reliable either. Let me just mention to you, these are the 5 in which this phrase in verse 4 is translated as acquiring a wife, or with other words that would lean in that direction. The God's Word translation, the Contemporary English Version, the Good News translation, the New American Bible, and the Weymouth New Testament. Those 5 see this phrase in verse 4 as one that should be translated with a focus on acquiring a wife. The rest of the translations all lean towards the idea of controlling your body, with the King James Version, the New King James Version, and the New American Standard Bible, what we often refer to as NASB. Those 3 actually use the word possess and the word vessel. And so instead of saying control your body, they would say that each one of us should know how to possess his vessel. And then there are 5 who go a step further, and they see that actually meaning to acquire a wife. So again, just some fun today on the Extra Point podcast about this singular phrase in verse 4 of 1 Thessalonians 4. But it doesn't change what we learned Sunday and what we know the overall paragraph is pointing at, that we should live differently in a sanctified fashion, especially when it comes to sexual matters, because that's how the world sees and knows that we belong to God.
Thanks for listening to the Extra Point podcast. To find more content and resources to grow deeper in your relationship with Jesus, go online to firstfamily.church/resources.